Put it together.
Communion.
Yes. They're going up to, it's going to be for communion. Samuel is sending Saul into a place where he can be changed. Yes. Into the presence of God. Now, he done anointed him. So here goes Saul. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread which thou receive of their hands. And after that shall come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistine. And it shall come to pass, when they are come hither to the city, that shall meet a company of prophets. Now this is Samuel telling Saul step by step everything that's going to happen before it happened. He's telling you, you know, you're going to do this. You're going to meet these people. And as it took place, I know Saul was saying, okay, all right. Coming down from a high place, there shall meet a company of prophets coming down from a high place with a psaltery and a tabard and pipe and a harp before them. And they shall prophesy. I mean, they're coming with all the music instruments and worship, communion. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee. And thou shalt prophesy with them and shall be turned into a what?
Another man.
You're going to, in the presence of God, it changes us.
Yes, amen.
When you get into his presence, you're changed. You should be reaching out for change.
Yes.
The word of God said, when you keep my commandments, me and my father, he said, I want to come in and I'll manifest myself to y'all.
Amen.
And he wants to manifest himself to us, the people, but we don't reach out for that promise, you know? We don't reach out and say, Lord, you said you'll manifest yourself to us. When we keep your commandments and love you, you will manifest yourself. We just all right with just mere nothing. Mm-hmm. Not that manifested presence of God. Not just the presence. Because he's everywhere. God is present everywhere and all the time.
Yes, amen.
Now we're not always in his presence.
Because
we're so caught up in the two worlds we're trying to live in. You know, I'm trying to do. But you can bring everything over that you have in the spirit world. And live from that.
Yes.
Live from the inside, not just the outside. See, when you, it said, be not conformed to the world trying to conform you. If you're going to live in two worlds, one world going to conform you.
Mm-hmm.
The other world is trying to transform you, trying to change you from inside.
That's good.
Conforming is changing from the outside. You're using your five senses. You see things. They put things on TV to conform you. And some people say, well, I'm just going to listen to radio. They put things on. Where they're trying to get you is to change your mind. Mm-hmm. To think like they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what conforming is. It's changing your mind. I mean, they putting things before us now that they have never done.
Yeah, they're trying to change it, that it's okay to kill a baby. If baby's born, you don't think it's going to live or stuff like that or be the, you know, have problems. Oh, just kill it and it won't have the problems to go through and you won't have the problems to go through and it won't cost money. And that's why, I think that's why people are so great on abortion. The people that think they're the most compassionate, which they're not, think it's good to kill babies in the womb because they won't have any hardships.
What? They're trying to conform.
Now they're, you know, it used to be, you know, first pregnant, you know, when you're first pregnant. Now they want to kill babies that's been born.
Yeah.
Abortions that's surviving.
Well, just think about this law that they're passing, that when you're on your birth certificate, when your child is born, you just put on there.
You don't
put anything. Yeah, until the child decide or you decide what you want your child to be. It's not what God brought him into the world to be. You leave it up to your kid. if he's born a boy and want to be a girl. And that way, they said, you wouldn't have to go through all those changes that they have to go through, changing papers and all that. But they're trying to conform you to the image, trying to,
yes,
to make you think that everybody has a right. But if you transform, this is the only right.
Amen.
God has given us his order. But if we're not beholding something,
yeah,
before you know it, you'll be...
Yeah.
I mean, you think...
Else,
you? You think, you'll say, well... I mean, if we had been holding the word of God, beholding his glory like we should have been, mm-hmm, should no one lady been able to put prayer out of school?
Yes, no, exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
It should not have happened. But we sit back and we say, oh, isn't that a shame? That's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But let me tell you, we're changing. We're not sitting back saying something just so bad.
No, we're not, because God's coming for a glorious church without spot and wrinkle.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what we're wearing. What we're wearing, we will be without a spot or wrinkle. You know, we're going to be wearing white. I mean, not like the white that, not like the white you see I have on. It's going to be really, really white. It's going to be a godly white and can't be a spot or wrinkle in it. Praise God. You know, we taught on that, you know. We taught that that was the apparel, he was saying. It's not going to have a spot or wrinkle in it. But you know what? When we get into his presence.
Yes, Lord.
When we beholding. Beholding means you just don't do it one day. You just don't need to have one change. But you need to be changing every day. Every day. You came in this classroom to change.
Yeah.
I'm beholding, I'm releasing the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in you. And he is helping you to change.
And it won't take a mass army. One will put 1,000, two will put 10,000 to flight. It's not numbers, it's dedication and love.
That's true.
Like
it's not numbers at all.
It's the strong church. Because look what Jesus did, just and then his apostles. And his disciples. So it's not we think, well, we take this poll and this 60%'s for this, 40%'s for that. That's not the truth. The absolute truth is the church is all powerful because Jesus.
Let me tell you the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, glory, hallelujah.
The work of the church is not to build big churches, big not. It's not that. The main work of the church is to be conformed to his image.
Woo, yeah.
And first, what we just read, yeah, in 3 and 18,
yes, mm-hmm,
that as we behold him, we conform to that same image of him.
Works.
No different image, the same image of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
As we go from glory, that's the main focus of the church, to be changing to his image. And the Holy Spirit is working.
Yes, amen.
Trying to get us there to that image, that same image, that we'll think just like him. We'll be thinking so much like him till we don't no longer ask, Jesus, do this, do that. We'll say, it's in me. And you'll speak it out.
Yeah.
You won't be saying, oh, Lord, move.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, do this. But you're so changed into his image. You're so much like him until you're speaking it. And one of the examples of Joshua in the Old Testament, he told Joshua before he took over for Moses, he said, you meditate in this word day and night,
mm-hmm,
so you can be calm.
That's right.
And Joshua, he didn't even ask God, God, tell the sun to stand still. He told it.
That's right.
He commanded the sun. Because he had been meditating.
Woo, glory.
And now he had been holding the image of God. He thought he was, you know, able to make that same command without even asking God. That's kind of like Elijah. Elijah, he didn't ask God a lot of things. He just walked with him. So he just commanded things to happen.
Yes.
And like I said, we don't need to be praying, Holy Spirit, guide and lead us. He's doing that.
Yes, he is.
We need to pray, God, Holy Spirit, make us aware of your guidance. Your and Paul prayed for it like this in the first chapter of Ephesians. In that prayer, he said, open up their eyes so they can see. I mean, please open their eyes.
It's literally like a surgery. That's what come in my spirit. It's like looking in the law of the Word of God. It's like you're allowing that surgery, like man and the natural do a surgery on your body when something is wrong with you or whatever. But the Word is doing a surgery on the inside.
That word can do some awesome thing when we look at it. It's changing us.
Yes.
Changing us. How is it changing us to what?
Glory.
Into the glory, into the same image, going from glory to glory. The same image of Jesus. Can your mind get that?
Let this mind be in you that was in him.
Glory to God.
He's changing. You're going to be thinking just like him.
Then Mark 11, 23 and 24, you speak to the mountain. You speak like the tornado, the news say, and everybody, well, you know, they're talking in the grocery store and everything, but I'm speaking to it. You will not come nigh this home, this city. You go on over and back in that water. You go on back in that water, tarnished.
Because of the image that you have on the inside of you. You got his image.
That's right.
You got his glory.
That's right.
Really,
when
it all boils down, it's the mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
The mind is being changed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you decide what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Where the mind goes, the man goes.
Amen.
Exactly right.
That is true. That's
so
true.
We're changing. Every day, you ought to just get upset. Lord, I'm beholding you today. Holy Spirit, I'm beholding. See, what you're getting out the mirror is revelation of the glory of God.
Yes, amen.
You know, you're not just reading it and studying. You're getting a revelation.
And you're getting the absolute truth.
Yeah.
The truth
that's
might
true.
Be that you're sick in the natural, but the absolute truth is you're beholding the truth. And that's
amen. The truth is that by his stripes you are healed. That's the truth.
Dominate a sickness, poverty, death. It don't get to dominate and take us out of here. It is our inheritance. It is in the covenant. It belongs to me. It's mine.
It belongs to you, but it's not an automatic.
No, it's
work.
We're
going to
have to.
This right here, Sister Mary. This right here.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's me that I got that giant faith. When I get in here, I don't care what's going on. That giant faith just rises up.
Amen.
Amen.
It rises up. That's why.
That's good. That's good.
Take my child out. I said, no way. I am the seed of Abraham. I'm the daughter. And my fruit.
So you know who you are.
I know.
The identity. But we have to
challenge that time.
We have to keep beholding because he wants us to grow every day closer to the image of him. We want to keep growing in the glory of God. We want to keep growing in the image of him.
Like I can't wait to get here. I'm telling you. I can't wait to get here.
I know she's one of my students that starts out there. Oh, Sister Mary. I like,
that's how I used to be. But now I'm on it.
She's on it. She comes in here in the morning time ready. She used to say this excuse and that excuse and that excuse.
I had that situation last Sunday with them grandbabies. After I had that situation, and I thought, okay, I'm going to get y'all when I get out of here. But they were so ready to run to their little classes and everything. And I just was like, that's how the Lord want me to be. Just like them. Forgot about that.
And now she runs in here. I mean, Stephanie gets in here. I mean, she gets in here and she takes her seat. And but we all want to get in the presence of God, the manifested presence.
You know, Mary is a
where we can be changed. We want to be changed into the same image.
I want to be in no
of his glory.
I just want to be changed. I want to be changed. I want to stay, like Pastor say, stay with it. Just stay with it. You know, and that's what I used to kind of bounce back and forth, not staying with it. And sometimes I'm like going strong, intercessory prayer, all that. But even though that car conked out, it's like intercessory prayer is still going on. I might not be here, but I'm interceding. I'm interceding for the church. I'm interceding when I go to the grocery store. I'm interceding. I stop right there. Well, let's just pray about it.
So all that you do it to the glory of God. You are an ambassador. You're in one world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're living as ambassadors. We're showing this world what kingdom is like. Apostle, come on up. I apologize. I'm way over. Apostle has 5 minutes, and that's so wrong. But you know what? You know what? I won't be here one Sunday, so I always make up to you because I know I've taken way over. But we've got to get in his presence to be changed.
Yeah.
Into his image. That's the work of the Holy Spirit to get us into the image of Jesus. That's his work. Now, after the image of Jesus, you will be a big building.
Yes.
You will do mighty works. But the first thing is to be conformed to his image. So you won't get out there and make the body of Christ look bad.
Yes.
You're building big buildings. You're getting people to come, but you're falling.
Yeah.
Because you're not being changed.
My God.
You're not going from glory to glory. You're too busy building big buildings. The first thing is that you build the image of God in you.
Yeah.
That foundation.
Uh-huh. Amen. You can work and put out as you go.
Mm-hmm.
I minister as I go, but I'm being changed from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
And one day y'all going to see me come here. I'm going to walk up on that greater glory. Y'all going to say, she's in that greater glory.
That's how it works. When your focus makes everything new.
Amen.
When you're looking at him.
You become what you look. Mm-hmm. I didn't teach on that part, but you become what you look at.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason they said, watch what you look at on careful about what you look at on TV, because you get that image. You may say, well, I'm strong enough. I mean, I can.
No way.
No, honey.
Yeah,
you
strong.
Keep watching that.
We're strong in him. When the last broadcast, we talked about reserves and allowances. You know, we ended talking about reserves and allowances, and the analogy was like when Israel took Canaan land, the Canaanites that they allowed to stay were allowances. Then the Gibeonites, they made a deal with them, they were like reserves that the Lord told them to drive all of them out. But they made a deal with one tribe and they allowed some to stay. Well, what happens in the world, the only thing that slows us down, the weights and the sin that so easily besets us, are the attachments.
Uh-huh.
And he put attachments on my heart for this class.
Attachments
is what has attached itself to you and you didn't do anything about it. It gets in your habit system. It gets in your conscience. Just like your conscience being seared with the hot iron. When people are in the world, if they try to live in two worlds, there are attachments. But when you look at the Lord and obey him, the knowledge of God, you will learn it. And it will help you. The Holy Spirit will help guide you to drive out every attachment, all allowances,
Amen.
And then your reserves. You have to willingly drive it out on purpose.
You're talking Amen. About bad ones. There are good attachments.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
not the good
attachments. Bad ones.
Mm-hmm. A lot of bad ones.
See, in his presence,
so you got to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. See, once you get in his presence, even the bad, the bad, it comes off.
Mm-hmm.
In his presence.
Yes, it does.
When you're beholding him. Some of those things that are attached, and some things you don't even know.
No, you don't know it.
I mean, you don't even know you got it there.
Uh-huh.
But the Holy Spirit sets everything, even the deep things. And while you're in his presence, you knock it off, And somebody look at it and said, you changed. You don't do what you, you know,
get as mad as you used to, or you you seem to, it's because you've been in his presence and he knocked those things out of you like, I did, I do, you know.
Pastor,
but in his presence.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Jim put it this way. He said, when you study the word, demons fall off your life.
That's true.
The attachments. Old thoughts, doubtful dispositions, unbelief, fear, doubt, all the things that's wrong. It's not that the Lord is not talking and teaching. And people are receiving it, but they're just not driving out the things that hold them back. And then they see it they see the word in a minimized, reduced way. But when you receive his word in your heart, you receive it. That's looking under Jesus. You're receiving. You get a greater visual of who God is and what he's like. And you get a revelation of his character.
Amen.
We can't see his face, but we're looking to him. If we saw his face, he'll do the same thing. But all at once, we collapse because there are attachments. There are allowances and there are reserves, wherever they are. I mean, I'm not accusing people of having them, but in this world they come. Mm-hmm. If the Lord wants to do something and you're reluctant, that's indicative of allowances, attachments, or reserves. But when the Lord say do something and you're excited about it, your spirit is willing. But you may feel fear. You may feel apprehensive. Those apprehensions, fear, anything, doubt, unbelief, those are attachments. And you can say no, and it'll fall off your life. You can use your authority. What I learned from Charles Capps, he taught on confessions. And in that day and age, people were using confessions to get what they wanted. Whatever, that was what mainstream people did.
Sure,
but I said, what's the use of getting more stuff and I'm all messed up?
another way we change it into his image. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people used to confess to get a car, to get this, and to get that. But they won't confess I'm the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
Well,
the greater one lives in me.
Where am I going to go in a car? My mind ain't right. I don't need a car. I need my mind right.
Amen. That's right. But it's something like a parking lot where it was a big thing about everybody praying for a parking spot, praying for a parking spot. There's times when you've got somebody with you need close.
Yeah.
But now I'm just saying, I'm just parking over here and I can walk. And that's good for me. Let somebody that needs that parking spot up close.
When
people want that kind of favor, I don't, really knock it if they want that kind of favor.
But to me,
I would rather, walk like.
I'm not knocking it either. I'm just saying for me personally, that's not important to me anymore. Now, when my mother was alive, they didn't have handicaps or something. Yeah, I would have went closer because she needed it a little closer.
When it's the need,
and I think God shows you that he will show you favor, so he'll give you those parking spots and stuff like that to show you that favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you what I did, I said, Lord, I want to be more like Christ. I want to make sure I didn't go off on somebody or something like that. So I used the confessions to control.
I can't see Thurston going out there anybody.
Thank God.
You have changed.
Thank God. Sometimes if you part of the bad, you might be coming out your car. God might glad you you got that peaceful spirit because you might run into somebody that's hopping along. You'd be like,
When you do these things, you confess, you can be. I will confess that I love God. I will confess I love that was a proper use of confession. Now you can still use it to get a car, whatever you want, but you can use the confessions of your faith to agree with the Word of God.
Amen.
People don't automatically just agree with it. If you receive it and you want it, it's a treasure to you, and you will.
Oh, that's good.
Last night, the Lord gave me this dream. He'd been telling me his return is soon. Mm. It's any moment now. It's soon, very soon. And last night, he said the dreams that the visions of Henry Gruber are about to happen. The Russian the Russian attack that God showed Henry Gruber.
Uh-huh.
They're about to happen.
Uh-huh.
So I went to sleep. And time I got good and sleep, I had this dream. I heard somebody knocking at a back door. It wasn't my back door. This door had glass in it, 6 panels, you know, with the muttons in it, you know, old style glass door. I don't have that, but I heard a commotion and I ran to the door. In time I did, somebody poked a rifle through it, right at my chest, right at my, you know, it was aimed right at me. And then I woke up and I said, "Lord, what was that about?" He said, "It's at the door. The things that's about to happen." The Lord will show people things, you know.
Yes, he will.
This is a time to draw near to the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know how fast this will happen, but it's going to happen. Or war can start in grace or tribulation. But you have to, as we draw near to him, we're more effective.
Amen.
And I believe the Lord will show us things so that we can be.
Amen.
Now, we have to learn righteous. I wanted to read 10 and 11.
Can we do it next week because it's 10:20 and...
Well, if you can't, yeah, well, that's fine.
But if it's so in your heart, go ahead and do it. You just going to read it now?
Yeah.
Okay, just read it. We're way over time. Pastor,
this is Isaiah 26. He said, with my soul have I... This is 9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me, I seek thee early. For when thy judgments on the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. This is the wicked. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see. But they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. So, when these things are at the door, this is a condition. If there was no interference, people would learn the things of God. But where that, because of the wicked, they will not learn the things of God. They will do wickedly in the light. And then the Lord will do judgment. And that's sowing and reaping has happened. And sowing, evil sowing has a limit to it. When it's full, it has to be judged. Ideally, I hope that we can be out of here before it happens. But this is a time of prayer. This is a time to draw near. And because the Lord wasn't lying, it's going to happen. And it's at the door.
Isaiah 10 and...
That verse that we just read.
Uh-huh.
That's Isaiah 26, 9 through 12. That's what I just read. I was going to read 10 and 11, but...
Okay, release the prayer.
All right. Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your soon return. I even thank you for your judgment. Because it has to happen. But bless us to be all that you need us to be. All that we can be in you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Y'all, I'm glad he took it. That was good. He was thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad because I had to bring this into the kingdom.